Talking to people about making a will is always a very difficult thing to do, but there's so much good that can be done, not just leaving a legacy for family and friends, but perhaps even a favourite charity or charities. And we have with us Lucinda Frostick, who's the director of Remember a Charity. Thank you for joining us, Lucinda.
Thank you very much for having me. So Remember a Charity works all year round, really, to sort of build awareness and understanding about the option of including your favourite charity in your will and helping charities build longer term income streams by giving in this very special way. But of course, Remember a Charity Week is that kind of big moment each year where we have this wonderful opportunity of drawing together our fabulous charity members and all those partners and supporters involved in the campaign. So that includes solicitors, professional will writers, all to sort of capitalise and lend their voices to ensure that more audiences, more and more people are aware of that very special option of including a gift to charity in your will.
Is it really a difficult thing for people to discuss? Is that what you hear?
Oh, that's such an interesting question. Do you know what? We've just done a consumer poll on exactly that question. And I think when it comes to wills, I mean, naturally, we start thinking about death and money, because ultimately, when you write your will, you are planning for what happens next, what happens after our own lifetimes. And that's a bit of a double whammy, really, when you think about the sort of big taboos for us here in the UK. You know, we don't like to talk too much or think too much about what happens next. And when it comes to money, you know, it's not very British necessarily to be talking about what we do with our money. And that's why we can all be a bit sort of hesitant and often quite private around the things that we want to sort of happen once we're gone, and we're perhaps not as good at planning for the future as we should be. But when it comes to the reality of writing a will, and particularly when you're doing something so empowering as including not only your friends, family and loved ones, but also charities that are close to your heart, we sort of hear from most people that actually it's an overwhelmingly positive experience. You know what you want. Your will is the vehicle to enable you to achieve that, to take care of all those good things that you care about.
I suppose people also think that making a will can be a very complex thing to do, but for the majority of people, it's actually very straightforward.
That's right. I mean, there are so many options now for writing a will. Speak to a solicitor if you have sort of a local solicitor or a professional will writer who can help you ensure that your will not only sort of covers all the things it should, but actually it's really tailored around your own needs and wants and wishes, and that it does give you that opportunity to cater for all those things you care about. But again, it's not a hugely costly thing to do. I think most people over anticipate how much writing a will or updating their will cost. There's a whole range of options. And what I would also add, actually, is we have quite a good service on our website, on Remember a Charity's website, when you can sort of go in and find a solicitor local to you who can help you write your will as well. So for any of those that would find that a useful service, you can do that. Oh, of course, you can also write it online. I know it's horses for courses, isn't it? We all like to do things in different ways, so it's good to have both options.
Absolutely. And for charities, you know, always looking to bring in more money, always looking to improve their services as well to their customers. That's probably been particularly difficult during the cost of living changes that everyone has really had to go through as well. So something like this is equally important to them, not just for that week, but throughout the year. But the week really gives them a chance to talk about this.
So recent years have been really, really challenging for charities. They've really faced a double-edged sword, if you like, where while we as individuals and households are facing rising costs, charities are having to deal with that too. But on top of that, they're facing greater need from the wider population. So as costs climb, we turn to charities more for delivering support in our local communities and at a national and international level. So charities are having to upscale their services while dealing with a lower level of donations. So I think at a climate like that, at a time like this, income that filters through from gifts in wills from much loved supporters has never been more valued. And you're quite right. Remember a Charity Week is a really nice opportunity for them to highlight that message to supporters, and also to highlight it internally within their own organisations as well, for them to celebrate the wonderful, kind, meaningful and generous gifts that have been pledged over the years to charities just like the RNIB, and also the advantage of this sort of income stream when we're talking about sort of longer term income for charities is it's really beneficial because it can really help them think ahead and budget for the future, which means that they can use their funds more effectively.
Do you hear from people who, after hearing about gift giving in this way, or remember a charity who actually do something in their will, do you get feedback from people?
That's such a great question. We heard recently from Paul, who's actually an RNIB supporter. He himself was registered blind, and he was talking about his close affinity with the charity. And he says he really sort of feels that close connection because it gives people with sight loss a voice, a real sense of belonging, and the comfort that someone cares. And he says how important it is to be treated equally, and that this really was an opportunity for him to feel like he was making a difference and giving back. And he said this lovely line, "I hope my legacy gift will continue to give people with sight loss a voice and their independence." So it's lovely to hear that kind of very personal tales from individuals, which really can vary from person to person around what it is that not only kind of built their close connection to the cause, but why it is that they really wanted to ensure that that cause was remembered in their will. It's your will, your way, and you can support them in a whole range of different ways. It might be a small cash gift. It might be that you want to leave a share of your estate or a residual sum, or perhaps it's some assets. But whatever it is, I think often a good tip is being really clear about who it is that you want to benefit, which charities want to benefit. And then if any doubt at all, contact the charity and you can always talk it through with them. They'll often be absolutely delighted to hear from you and can help you shape your legacy just as you want it to.
Talking about a will in the first place is something which people probably find quite negative and quite dark, but it doesn't have to be, does it?
You're absolutely right. In fact, I've got such a lovely example here from someone we spoke to just recently who was a little bit apprehensive about writing their will. She wrote, "When I wrote my will, I thought it would be a conversation about death. But when I approached it from the perspective of wanting to achieve something important for the future, it was exciting. I felt empowered. So it turned out that my will wasn't my last chapter, but the next chapter of a new phase of life." And I think that quote really does sum it up beautifully for me. And that supporter I know has gone on not only to continue supporting in their lifetime, because, of course, although they've written a gift to charity in their will, doesn't mean they've popped their clogs just yet. They are an incredibly engaged and involved supporter, and also now continue to volunteer with the charity that they support. So it's lovely to see that the charitable legacy that they have left, their charitable gift in their will not only continue to fund that charity for many, many years into the future, but it's inspired them to continue supporting and engage with the charity in other ways now during their lifetime.
So much more can come from just thinking about making your will and making that legacy donation as well. Lucinda, we're almost out of time, but if people would like to find out more about Remember Charity Week, or they'd like perhaps some information from yourselves, where can they get that?
The best place to go is onto our website, which is rememberacharity.org.uk. And on the website, you can find lots of information there about charities you may wish to support, and also tips and advice for how you might go about leaving a gift to charity in your will, whether that's writing a new will or updating your will. And just to remind you, Remember a Charity Week takes place from the 9th to the 15th of September 2024. So do go online then to rememberacharity.org.uk.
Lucinda, thank you very much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much.